Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The U.S. Senate race continues to be a close one, according to a new WBUR poll out this morning. Democrat and Congressman Ed Markey leads Republican Gabriel Gomez by 7 points, 46-39%. WBUR's Fred Tice has details on the findings of the latest poll.
Ed Markey leads Gabriel Gomez 46-39 when people who say they're undecided are asked if they lean towards one candidate or the other. Pollster Steve Cozzella.
It shows who people are considering voting for.
If you don't include the leaners, Markey still has a 7-point lead over Gomez, 43-36%, with 17% saying they're still undecided. 2% side a third candidate. There is another candidate on the ballot, Richard Hijos of the 12 Visions Party. Markey and Gomez have both courted people who voted for Stephen Lynch in the Democratic primary. Cozzella says that's because a big chunk of Democrats vote Republican.
So you can look at Stephen Lynch voters and see many of them as that sort of 20-25% who actually often vote for Republicans in general elections. It's happened a lot in recent years that Democrats have crossed the aisle.
Cozzella finds Markey is winning the Lynch voters by a 13-point margin, 49-36%. Cozzella also points out that it's been said frequently that people have not been paying attention to this election.
That's kind of been the narrative and kind of what we've seen in the media a lot is how low intensity this election is and how dull this election is.
But this poll is not bearing that out. 66% of those surveyed say they're paying about the same amount of attention to this race as they have to other recent elections. This election comes at an unusual time, at the beginning of summer. Of the 22% of people who say they've been paying less attention than usual, the greatest number, 29%, say they're busy with other things. 72% of the people polled say which candidate agrees with them on key issues that matter to them is very important in their choice. Cozzella says Markey is winning those voters.
In that particular group, Markey leads by 8 percentage points.
70% also say which candidate will defend people like them is an important factor in their decision, and Markey wins those voters too. And 60% say it's which candidate will stand up for women's issues.
Markey holds a very large lead among voters who say that that is a very important issue for them. That's probably actually tied to why Ed Markey has a considerable lead among female voters also. The lead among female voters for Ed Markey right now is 20 points.
Voters such as Betsy, who did not want her last name used and who was at South Station waiting for a train to Norfolk. She says she's not committed, but she's leaning towards Markey.
Because of his pro-choice position, which I think is really important in this day and age, and his support of the environment and general liberal issues, which I support as well.
Another woman was standing nearby waiting for a train that would take her part of the way to Mendon. She would not give her name, but she said she's supporting Gomez.
Because I like to see somebody in there who has some ideas about how to be a businessman and how to balance a budget and how to look at things from the perspective of not what it's going to be about for me, is what I think most of these politicians with long terms do, but what's going to be good for others. And you have to admire where he's been and what he's done.
3 years ago, Scott Brown beat Martha Coakley by winning an overwhelming number of Republicans, having a sizable lead among independents, and winning a significant number of Democrats. Gomez is not there yet. 80% of Republicans say they'll vote for him, but Cozzella says that's low compared to how Brown did against Coakley and Charlie Baker did against Deval Patrick in 2010.
All of the last few elections, so both Scott Brown versus Coakley, Charlie Baker versus Patrick, and Scott Brown versus Elizabeth Warren, the Republican has locked up 90-95% of his own voters.
Cazella says even if Gomez improves among Republicans, he also needs people who are not enrolled in any party.
You know, there's only so many more Republicans he could win, even if he won all of them.
And Cazella finds that Gomez is far from where he needs to be with unenrolled voters.
So it's not enough to just win unenrolled voters, which pretty much every Republican does. You have to win by a lot. And right now, Gomez is only leading Markey by 5 points among unenrolled voters. So, again, he's going to have to do a lot better among that group.
And a lot better among Democrats. Cazella finds only 15% of Democrats say they intend to vote for Gomez. Gomez has made this race about the future, him, against the past, Markey. But it turns out in the WBUR poll, Markey is the one doing best among people under 29, while Gomez does best among people over 45. That could turn out in Gomez's favor, though. Older voters tend to be more reliable voters. The Markey campaign faces the challenge of getting the younger ones out. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
The WBUR survey was conducted Friday through Sunday following the candidates' first and fiery debate last week. Another debate is coming tonight out in Springfield. The poll has a margin of error of 4%. You can find the full poll, all the results, at our website, WBUR.org.